This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish P. Abraham. Prime Minister Narendra Modi attended the National Day celebrations marking the 50th anniversary of Independence Day of Seychelles. Mr. Modi attended the celebrations as the guest of honor, becoming the first Indian PM to be accorded this honor. An Indian marching contingent comprising Navy and Army teams participated in the parade. An Indian naval band also formed part of the Indian marching unit, underlining the close and special India-Seychelles partnership. In a special gesture, INS Tarkash and INS Ikshak were docked at Port Victoria, highlighting India's long-standing friendship with Seychelles. PM Modi conveyed India's warm wishes to the people of Seychelles on this historic occasion. Earlier, addressing a joint press conference after delegation-level talks with Seychelles President Patrick Hermini in Victoria, Mr. Modi said India envisions an Indian Ocean where maritime security is ensured alongside economic prosperity and where partnership is based not on size but on mutual respect and trust. He said India's vision is to make the Indian Ocean an ocean of opportunity.
Meri Seychelles ki yatra ka sandesh spasht hai. Bharat aise Hind Mahasagar ki kalpana karta hai. जहां समुद्री सुरक्षा के साथ आर्थिक समृद्धि भी बढ़े, जहां हमारी साझेदारी आकार नहीं आपसी सम्मान और विश्वास पर आधारित हो, और जहां हम हर देश के पास पास नहीं साथ साथ चले.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi was conferred the Guardian of the Blue Horizon, Seychelles' highest distinction for leadership in environmental conservation and sustainable development. The award, which was presented by President of Seychelles Patrick Hermini, acknowledges PM Modi's long-standing push for sustainable growth and his green vision. PM Modi thanked the people and the government of Seychelles after being conferred the Guardian of the Blue Horizon. He dedicated the award to the nation's fighting against the challenge of climate change and considers environmental protection their responsibility towards future generations. PM Modi met his Mauritius counterpart Dr. Naveen Chandra Ramgoolam in Seychelles yesterday. The two leaders discussed the ongoing cooperation between India and Mauritius. They further reviewed the progress made in the implementation of the special economic package extended by India. PM Modi underscored the importance attached by India to the development and progress of Mauritius, noting that the ongoing bilateral projects will contribute to Mauritius' healthcare, connectivity, sustainable development and blue economy. The two prime ministers agreed on the significance of the India-Mauritius enhanced strategic partnership under India's Vision Mahasagar and Neighbourhood First policy and their shared commitment to the Global South. A sessions court in Bhiwandi has remanded the three accused arrested in Maharashtra teacher eligibility test paper leak case to police custody till July 6th. Investigators suspect the involvement of an interstate examination racket. The three accused held in connection with the Maharashtra teacher eligibility test or paper leak case were remanded to police custody till July 6th by Bhiwandi Sessions Court on Sunday. Bhiwandi police told the court that the accused had allegedly travelled from Delhi to Bhiwandi to sell the leaked question paper for 1 crore 50 lakh rupees. Investigators had sought 10 days of police custody to trace the source of the leaked paper, examine financial transactions, find out whether the paper was sold elsewhere in Maharashtra, and identify other members of the racket. Police officials said the probe has revealed the involvement of an interstate and national level network. Health and Family Welfare Minister Jagat Prakash Nadda will launch the Samagra Shishu Bal Swasthya Karyakram during the 16th conference of the Central Council of Health and Family Welfare in New Delhi today. The minister will also release the operational guidelines for the Anemia Mukt Bharat Abhiyan at the same conference. The launch will mark a significant milestone in India's fight against anemia as the program transitions from Anemia Mukt Bharat to Anemia Mukt Bharat Abhiyan. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal is leading a high-level Indian business delegation to Athens in Greece after concluding his visit to the United Kingdom with a focus on strengthening trade, investment and strategic economic cooperation. The Commerce and Industry Ministry said that during the visit to Greece, the delegation will participate in presentations and startup pitches at the Athens Startup Business Incubator. In the FIH Hockey Pro League, Indian men's team defeated England 3-2 in the penalty shootout after a hard-fought 0-0 draw in the reverse fixture at the Lee Valley Hockey and Tennis Centre in London. And that is the end of this news bulletin.